All right, Will Lindsay of Indian, what's going on, man? Welcome to the Very Matic Jimmy Cap Show. How you doing?
Oh, it's going good. It's going good. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. You know what? Let's get right into this, because let me just first start off by saying your new album, From All Purity, just when I thought you could not top Guiltless, which was the prior release, dude, this is just catastrophically heavy. And I mean that in a good way.
You know, I kind of didn't think we were going to be able to either. This one really kind of, honestly, this record really surprised me. I wasn't too happy with it when we started on it.
But, really?
It really surpassed all of our expectations.
Why weren't you happy with it?
You know, the process leading up to this one was, we had to kick our noise guy out of the band, and the months leading up to that, it just sucked being in the band with the months leading up to, like, during the writing process, because, you know, me and the noise guy didn't get along, and the bad vibes in the room just kind of affected everything, and, you know, me and my girlfriend split up right after that, like 2 weeks before we went into the studio, and it was just, everything, my ears, my judgment, everything else was pretty clouded at the time, although I wasn't the only person.
Let me
hear my songs back, and, you know, is what changed our mind. We did some edits, too, you know, the first song on the record, Rape, for example, actually had almost 3 more minutes of music in it that we cut out, and,
wow.
You know, once we chopped that chunk out of the song, it really brought it to life.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because let me give a little background to the listeners. Your prior releases, they all have the signature crushing heaviness, but this record is really different. And what I want, and I'm glad that you were open and honest to admit what you just admitted, because it has a very human darkness to it. And what I mean by that is just the heaviness and just the fucking crushing, catastrophic pounding. It has a human, like, darkness to it, man, which I guess comes from, you know, the frustrations and the angers and what you were going through in real life. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. For me personally, at least, first and foremost, is a vehicle for expression, and the darker parts of my life are generally the things I feel I need to express to Indian. Although, you know, I think the other guys in the band would agree as well.
You know what's funny though is everything negative is really positive, and for, like, you know, the extreme underground listener, this is just another treat to for the ears, man, because it just does not disappoint, but it's so unrelentless, dude. You know, let me go even further. Being that in the genre that we're both into, everything kind of gets to become monotonous and repetitive. And so, for me, this is very refreshing, man, because it really connects on a human level, and it really takes the heaviness factor to a whole new other dark realm, dude. You know what I mean? My question is do you feel that there might be a misinterpretation to the listener when they listen to this record?
I don't really know, and I hesitate to think about it in those kind of terms, because mm-hmm. I don't really, the last thing I'd want to do is tell anybody how they should or should not interpret our record or our music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason why we don't print our lyrics on our records, and, you know, I primarily do the press, and Dylan writes all the lyrics, so, you know, I'm not going to talk about Dylan's lyrics, and Dylan doesn't really do interviews, so, you know, I really don't like the idea that somebody, you know, that I'd tell her the way somebody would hear it or interpret it.
Do you find it that it's more powerful to let the listener take it where they want to go in their mind and their interpretation of the tunes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the kind of relationship I like to have same with music, with books, you know, any kind of art like that. I'm my personal connection is more interesting to me than, not entirely, but, you know, my personal interpretation, you know, I'm going to take that over the, initially, at least, over the artist's original intention. The artist's original intention can, you know, be pretty intriguing as well. That certainly colors my own interpretation.
This record seems to be a little more stripped down. Did you guys deliberately seek that sound?
Kind of. It wasn't, I mean, we've been discussing since when we were still in the studio mixing Guiltless, we talked about, you know, the next director, you know, wanting it to be, you know, different, you know, darker, you know, have the noise be a more prevalent part of the band. But it wasn't as intentional as one might think. It really, a big difference with this record, in my mind anyhow, was, you know, when we were writing Guiltless, it was recorded over two sessions a year apart, and I didn't live in Chicago most of that time. I was still playing in another band that toured quite a bit, so I was just coming up to Chicago in between tours. So it was written really sporadically, and it was, you know, just like come in the room with riffs and just like paste them together. Yeah, this record was written as a band. Like, you know, I've been living in Chicago for, you know, I'm coming up on 4 years now, and we're going to the practice space all the time, and, you know, we're showing up and nobody has any ideas, and we just kind of just go for it. And I think the idea of the stripped down thing is more representative of the four of us as a band, as opposed to, you know, the three of them as a band and me as an individual and making it all work, which we did on Guiltless. I'm really happy with Guiltless. I don't think we could have made a better record at that time, but it's a different, having that different relationship that we have now. I think the stripped down sound really lends towards what we're doing, so.
Yeah, because when you strip it down, man, I would say it really shows a comfort level amongst the bandmates, and it has, again, like I mentioned before, that human element is really relevant, dude. Where, I mean, you can, when you listen to this record, you can picture, you can see just four dudes just bashing the shit out of their fucking instruments, man, and just really giving it to you raw, dude. So it's very relevant on this record.
Oh, that's really cool to hear. That really is what it is. It's, you know, it's not some, you know, pagan black metal fucking fantasy bullshit or anything like that. It's, we're just four real people, you know. I mean, you've seen us play, you know, we turn all the lights up bright and we just, you know, we don't talk, we just do it.
I think what's really, really captivating about your band is what you mentioned. You don't rely on any form of stage antics. You don't rely on imagery. You just really just let the music do the talking. Do you find yourself, especially now, present day, the fact that you're taking it upon yourself to break literally new ground again, because there's been such a disconnect with these so-called extreme bands where they focus more on the whole showmanship than the music, dude.
That's never sat well with me, and especially like the bands that like they really like to talk a big extreme game. I mean,
yep.
You know, you're trying to sound transgressive and controversial, and you just spent an hour putting fucking makeup on. Now go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Fucking spending 3 hours driving spikes through a leather bracelet. You want to talk about being extreme? Fuck you.
Yeah. You know, what I like about India, the last time that I talked to you, we talked about the outlaw element. And I think a lot of it has to do with, like, your own musical preferences and stuff like that. But what I like is the outlaw element is really coming out in a reformed way where, like, you're re-shocking the listener, you're re-shocking the person watching you play live, because there is nothing heavier than being real and being human, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's always why Black Flag's always been my favorite band, because that's up to 1986. I mean, fuck all that idiocy they're doing now. But
yeah, I agree with you.
You know, Black Flag in the 80s. I mean, that was like, you know, those records, you know, the live footage I've seen, like reading the Rollins books, reading interviews with the band from back then, like, that's like zero bullshit. That's just 100% the real deal. And that's always what I want to do, aspire towards.